This Sunday is Trinity Sunday, the only Sunday in the church year named for a doctrine, for an understanding of the nature of God and the way God works in the world and in our lives. Trinity Sunday, for a lot of people, a great mystery, but a mystery nonetheless that is covered in love and in care for us and the very essence of God, which is love. In 2 Corinthians 13, Paul expresses the nature of the Trinity in a wonderful benediction, where he says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you." What a great benediction. He starts with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the beginning point, because it is Jesus whom we have seen, whom we've heard teach, we've felt his touch, we've known his healing presence. And through Jesus, we know the love of God, because it was because of that love that God sent Jesus to be with us and then to die for us, in order that we might be with him eternally. And the communion of the Holy Spirit results because God and Jesus Christ have bestowed that gift upon us. As Jesus promised, the one who would be a comforter, who would be our companion. He said it best when he said, "Lo, I am with you always to the close of the age." And that defines the nature of the Holy Ghost. Though three persons, God is one. The God of whom we speak isn't just our God, isn't just our Creator, but the Creator of all humanity. Jesus didn't die just for us, but for all. And the Holy Spirit never limits its work to people of one kind only. God has been at work from the beginning, as a Trinity, in all of us everywhere. God has been sharing that grace which we know in Jesus Christ, his love, and shares with us daily the communion of the Holy Spirit. Three in one, yet one God, our loving God.